We are starting a new series, Dangerous Jesus, from the book Dangerous Jesus, written by Kevin K.B. Burgess. When I was looking to change the music that I was listening to, I came across K.B., who brilliantly shares his faith in the gospel through his music. KB's book was recommended to me by a fellow member, and I'm glad it was. This book opened my eyes to how Christians are viewed now, how Jesus is viewed now, and how Christians view Jesus. Now, I'm going to be honest with you all. I don't get out much. And it's not because I'm a boring guy or anything like that. But I just prefer to stay in the house and chill sometimes. So this information was all new to me, and I learned a lot from the book. As Christians, we have to be bold about our faith. As Christians, we have to be confident about our faith. And as Christians, we have to be dangerous. Dangerous for good about our faith. I'm really happy that we have our journey of discipleship in place with our vital signs for the church. I believe that this will help us grow in Christ together. And as a church, that is extremely important that we stay united in Christ. The book Dangerous Jesus made it all the way to Good Morning America. Now, I was a fan of KB before, but I became an even bigger fan once I heard his interview with Good Morning America, because in front of thousands of listeners, thousands of viewers, he shared the gospel. Unlike most people in KB's position, he used his platform to talk about Jesus. And we need more Christians confessing their faith boldly like him. Dangerous Jesus reads Christianity in two ways: Christianity of the land, getting Jesus wrong, and Christianity of Christ, getting Jesus right. Christianity of Christ: God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish and have eternal life. God sends his Holy Spirit to advocate for us. Through the waters of baptism, we are adopted into God's family. The Bible is God's word, and all of it is true. We live by faith. Christianity of Christ. That's who we are. Christianity of the land goes a little bit different. I like the way that sounds, even if it's not in the Bible. Oh, I don't like the way that sounds, even if it is in the Bible. I like the way Christianity makes me look. I like the way Christianity makes me feel. But I can't give them too much Jesus, because I don't know what they might think or say about me. Christianity of the land falls short. Something is either added or taken away. Christianity of the land is what we want Christianity to be, not what it actually is. Christianity of the land is who we want Jesus to be, not who he actually is. Christianity of the land is convenient is comfortable and it's cozy. When I used to put one of my daughters to sleep, I'm not going to mention any names, because I promised them I would bring them up less in my sermons. She used to say to me, "Dad, it's not right if it's not cozy wozy." And this is how we approach Christianity sometimes. This is how we share Christianity sometimes. It's not right if it's not cozy wozy. This is how we share Jesus sometimes. Our sermon text comes from the Gospel Luke, and in it, Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" Now, we need to know who he is if we're going to represent him. With the help of the Holy Spirit, Peter got Jesus right. Are you getting Jesus wrong, or are you getting Jesus right? Are you asking the Lord to help you get Jesus right more often than you get him wrong? Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 20. Once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." This is the word of our Lord. Now, it sounds like the people of that time was getting Jesus wrong. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, Peter was able to get Jesus right. But everyone struggles with getting Jesus right all the time. Leading up to Jesus asking his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" Jesus fed 4,000. Then he walked on water. Then he fed 5,000. Then he calmed the storm. He healed a demon-possessed man, and they ran him out of town. He healed a demon-possessed girl. A dead girl lived. A woman had to make her way through the crowd just to touch Jesus so she would be healed. And others lined up just to touch him so they would be healed. And then he sends out the 12 with the power and the authority to drive out demons and heal the sick as well. And who did they say Jesus was? A prophet reincarnated. People were still getting Jesus wrong. People were still coming up short. With the help of the Holy Spirit, Peter got Jesus right. He answered, "God's Messiah." But in the same account, in Matthew's gospel, Peter slipped into the Christianity of the land. Because when Jesus started talking about suffering and dying, Peter was like, "Hold up, hold up, hold up. Jesus, did you say die? Let me holler at you for a minute. This is not going according to my plans for salvation. I don't want my king suffering or dying." And Jesus said, "Peter, let me holler at you for a minute. Not today, Satan. I already got plans to save all the people that I love." See, back then, the Messiah was supposed to be this king that came to deliver all these people from oppression. And he was supposed to rule with a powerful yet fair hand. But suffering and dying wasn't part of the plan for their salvation. And that's not what they wanted their Messiah to do. It wasn't convenient, and it definitely wasn't cozy. Their idea of a Messiah sometimes was a savior that was going to help them get what they wanted and get them where they wanted to be. They was concerned about things they shouldn't have been concerned about, ignoring the things that were right in front of them. This is Christianity of the land. It's easy to walk through that door of Christianity of the land because it is convenient and it is comfortable sometimes. Last week, I made the same mistake of walking through that door. About a week before the 4th of July, we had some new neighbors move on our block. And just at the sight of them, I immediately wanted them gone. I stay a few blocks north of St. Marcus, and across the street from my house, there are two vacant lands, one of which I own, and Lord willing, I can build a house for my boo one day. For those of you who don't know who my boo is, that's my lovely wife, Vine. And the other vacant lot is owned by the city of Milwaukee. Our new neighbors moved on to the vacant lot owned by the city of Milwaukee. And I said to Vine, these people are a problem. We got to call the police today and every day until these people are out of our neighborhood. So my plan was to divide the block up and get all of my neighbors on my side to let the new tenants know that they weren't welcome. So I went to the neighbor who stayed next door to this vacant lot. And I said to my friend, do you see what's happening here? We can't have this. This is a problem. We got to take care of this right away. We'll look up and this whole lot will be filled up with tents. You see, when my new neighbors came, it was a couple. Day one, the lady came with a tent. This is what the new neighbors slept in. And day two, the gentlemen came with their shopping cart with all of their belongings. And I was saying to my neighbor friend, have you called the police already? Because if you didn't, you should. Because after they fill up this lot with a whole bunch of tents and shopping carts, they're going to want to put tents and shopping carts on my lot. How am I supposed to build a house for my boo if this happens? We got to do something about this right away. My neighbor friend said he did call the police, and they came out. But unfortunately, the new neighbors weren't there at the time, so it was nothing they could do about it. This happened last weekend. So this past Monday, I told myself, I'm going to really turn it up. We got to get them gone. The 4th of July is coming up. But I'm glad the Holy Spirit helped me, and I didn't. Because all I would have been doing is making things more complicated for them. All I would have been doing is adding more stress to their already stressful, and difficult lives. This is not the way Jesus teaches us to treat our neighbor. I didn't introduce myself. I didn't get to try to know them and to see what led them to this point or to see what was up next for them. I didn't offer any kind of help. I didn't even pray for them. I got Jesus wrong. And what was standing in my way was the fact that these people were different. I had a house. They had a tent. I have dressers and drawers. They had a shopping cart. Both of us, though, seem to love the neighborhood pretty well. That's one thing we had in common. And we may have had more if I only would have asked. But in my mind, their kind didn't belong. It wasn't convenient for me to help because I had this sermon to work on. And I didn't want to approach them because I was uncomfortable with the way that they were living. I chose Christianity of the land over Christianity of Christ. The book Dangerous Jesus says this: we want Jesus for what he can do for us, but we don't want to engage with what we are called to do through him. It is of little benefit to have the words of Jesus in our mouths and not the ways of Jesus on our feet. The only thing more dangerous than getting Jesus right is getting Jesus wrong. The Holy Spirit helped me, and I knew I was getting Jesus wrong. So I was going to try to get Jesus right. So I planned on the 4th to go over there, say hello, bring them a plate, and pray for them. They were different. They may have been mean. They may have been scary. They may have been crazy. But I got the Holy Spirit. I'm dangerous. Jesus empowers us all with his Spirit to be dangerous for good, because as Christians of Christ, he knows that we can make a change for the good. So I wasn't scared or I wasn't concerned on what I might face. They may have been mean. They may have been crazy. But mean and crazy people like rib tips and potato salad too. And mean and crazy people need prayer, just like you and I do. When I got up that morning to go to the store to get my final groceries, the new neighbors were gone. So I'll never know how far my introduction, my gesture, my prayers would have gone. I'll never know if God brought them into my life to minister and to help them. I got what I asked for, though, right? If I knew I was going to get what I asked for, I wish I had asked God to protect them and to provide for them. When we get Jesus wrong, we send the wrong message about who Jesus is, what he's done for us, and how much he loves us. Even though it's difficult, we have to be dangerous for good. We have to be determined to share who the true Jesus is. Who else but Jesus would choose to be raised up in the ghetto? He chose the hood over the palace. Who else but Jesus would define greatness as humility and service? Who else but Jesus taught that the best thing for you and I centers around thinking about what's best for our neighbor, even if they don't deserve it? Who else but Jesus preached loving your enemy, forgiving your offender, and giving to those who could do nothing for you in return? The very people the world calls supremely weak, the poor, the peacemakers, Jesus calls them supremely blessed. The world steps over and ignores the least of these in our society. Jesus says, "I am the least of these. An assault on me is an assault on them. Ignoring them is ignoring me." If this is what we believe, Christianity of Christ, then this is how we have to live. Daily. Christianity of Christ is doing what Jesus did. He lived among us, loving, healing, and caring for others, along with teaching about his kingdom. Here's what KB suggests if we want to get Jesus right more than we get him wrong. Jesus is not who we want him to be. He is who he is and always has been. He didn't change. We did. There must be a recasting and a revival of what it means to truly belong to Jesus, the real Jesus, God's Messiah, the Son of the living God. Likewise, there must be a recasting of the true Christianity. We need to reclaim Christianity from the land and restore it to the pure, peaceable Christianity of the risen Christ. But what about you? Jesus asked. Who do you say I am? Jesus has entrusted us to share his gospel and represent him. Later on in chapter 9 of Luke's gospel, Jesus said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves." That sounds dangerous. "Take up their cross daily and follow me." That sounds difficult. "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?" That cozy Christianity, it's not sounding too good right now. Nothing about Jesus and his ministry said convenient and comfortable. All of Jesus and his ministry said difficult and dangerous for good. I thank God that when we forget about Jesus, he's still thinking about us. I thank God that we are forgiven and Jesus went to the cross for all the times he knew we were going to get him wrong. All of Jesus and his ministry says sacrifice. all of Jesus and his ministry says mercy. All of Jesus and his ministry says grace. We got to get them right. Who is Jesus? Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our comforter. Jesus is our provider and our protector. The Lord is our strength and our shield. Our heart trusts in him and he helps us. Jesus is our friend, our God, our King, our Lord and Savior. That's him, Jesus Christ. This is what we believe in, and this is who we say he is. Amen.
This podcast is a production of St. Marcus Ministries. For similar content, subscribe to our St. Marcus Church YouTube channel or follow us on Facebook. If you're seeking ways to grow, serve, or give, download the Church Center app and add St. Marcus as your church. There, you can submit private prayer requests, receive weekly news updates, and more. If you enjoy these messages, please subscribe and share with a friend. Thank you for listening, and God bless.